Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, continuing to take you through the program. Last night, what a win for the Billikens. They knock off VCU by a 78-69 score with the win. SLU is now sitting with a 6-2 record in Atlantic 10 play, even with VCU, and they've got another big game coming up on Friday night when they're going to match up against Dayton. Big game yesterday for Gibson Jimerson. He scores 26 points to lead the way, and we're very happy to welcome him onto the program right now. Gibson, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Man, appreciate it. Yeah, I'm glad to be on. It was definitely a fun one last night. You know, anytime you can get a win like that, you know, on your home court with the fans and everything, it's always a good time. So yeah, it was fun.
What does it say about your team in the sense that when you went to VCU a couple weeks ago, it did not look like that, and then a lot of improvement really in just 2 weeks, and you were able to come up with a win like that last night?
Yeah, I think it just shows that we're a resilient group. You know, we can kind of learn from previous games. And you're right. Like, you know, we went down there and, you know, we kind of got punched in the mouth a little bit. And we kind of learned that, you know, in order to beat a team like that, you have to be extremely physical. You have to be locked into the details. And I think we were both of those things last night. You know, we didn't shoot the ball great, but, you know, we relied on our defense, we rebounded, and, you know, we made enough plays down the stretch to get a win.
Yeah, you mentioned the rebounding. In the second half, you guys out-rebound VCU 23-13. You end up just narrowly beating them in the rebounding edge, 37-36. Can you speak to the impact? Because, I mean, you outscored them 50-38 in the second half. How much of that did have to do with how well you guys rebounded in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, we knew from the first game and just kind of, you know, who they are as a team. You know, they go to the offensive glass, everybody on their team crashes. So we knew we had to be physical, box out. And, you know, I think there were a couple bad bounces that went their way. But for the most part, I thought we did a good job of hitting bodies. You know, we knew that, you know, if we were going to, you know, give them, I think they shot 35 more shots than us in the first game. If we're going to do that and also, you know, have some turnovers, like it was going to be mathematically impossible for us to win. But, you know, we put bodies, like you said, in the second half, we were cracking and, you know, we were able to get those rebounds. And I thought that was able to allow us to get out in transition and score a lot of easy baskets, which in a game like that is what you need.
Yeah, team shoots 47%. The shooting here recently hasn't been great, but it was a little bit better last night. When you're going through periods where maybe you're not making as many baskets as you would like, is it something that even for you personally, is it something that you just kind of know is going to come back around at some point? Is it something that's talked about, worked on? Like, because last night it was a pretty solid offensive night for you guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, it's all about the process of it. Like if our offensive process is good, if we're getting good looks, you know, we're confident that they'll go in. And, you know, some nights it don't. That's where, you know, like kind of like in the past few games, you got to hang your hat on the defensive end. That's what travels. And for us, you know, we got to be able to win games where we're not shooting well, and games that we are, you know, still defend. But, you know, we'll have a, you know, those games will be, you know, we'll have a, you know, a lot of points. But, you know, for us, it's on the defensive end, you know, staying locked in and making sure our offensive process is good. That's all you can really ask for, you know, making shots, missing shots, that comes and goes. And, you know, for us, you know, we're confident in who we are. And even myself, like, you know, I'm never going to let misses affect, you know, if I'm going to shoot it or not. I'm confident in the work I've put in. But, you know, for us, just hanging our hat on that defensive end is what's been huge for us.
Kobe Johnson last night matches his career high of 19 points. What did you see from him?
Yeah, he was awesome, man. He was everywhere. Started, you know, set the tone early, you know, made a three, had a couple nice, you know, drives, super physical, you know, elite defense last night. Yeah, I love him. You know, he's a great guy, and, you know, he kind of set that tone for us in the game. And, you know, when he's turned up like that, even as well as Kalu was, you know, we need those guys to come out and be aggressive, you know, kind of take a little bit of that load off of us. And, you know, Kobe was awesome last night. He was everywhere. And yeah, it was just a big time performance from him.
We're talking with Gibson Jimerson after SLU got a huge win against VCU last night. So much talk about Robbie Avila and everything that he does, and he fills up the box score every night. What does he do in a game that makes his teammates, people like you, better? How does he help everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously first is the attention that he draws. You know, obviously he's going to be, you know, top of the scouting report for us just because of, you know, his scoring, his passing, and his you know, just his IQ. You know, he allows us to play a certain way. You know, he's kind of the hub of the offense. He gets everybody involved. And, you know, last night, you know, he didn't, you know, started off kind of slow, but, you know, as the game went on, he kind of wore them down a little bit, was able to get mismatches, kick the ball out. He's always going to make the right play. And, you know, for him, I think it's just been huge. And it's allowed, you know, myself, Swope, and the other guys, like we get, you know, a lot of space from just him being on the court. And he's extremely important to what we're doing. And you know, he's also a confident guy. You know, he's not going to let a couple turnovers or missed shots affect him. But yeah, you know, him playing his game is what we need.
When Shea Fitz Arena is loud, when it's filled up, it literally is one of the best college basketball environments you're going to see. Looks like it should be close to that on Friday. Good crowd last night as well. Can you speak to the impact that the fans had on that game last night?
Yeah, it was huge, and it was from the jump, and it was big time. The student section was awesome. You know, they were really into it. It was, you know, sometimes it was hard for us to kind of hear what was going on as well, but every time we made a big shot or got a big stop, you know, they were there for us. So yeah, it's huge. And you know, Friday, you know, I hope it's the same, if not better, you know, with a good Dayton team coming in. So yeah, man, when it's packed like that, it's rocking. It's a hard place to win, you know, for road teams. So you know, we need that throughout the rest of the year, because that's definitely a huge advantage for us.
You're in a really unique spot as a returner. You've got all these new teammates. You got new coaches. You've been around for a while. What has this year and this experience been like for you? Whereas a guy who's a little bit older than most of the other guys, but you're sitting there in a new system and a new coach and doing everything new, like many of the other players.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of kind of a breath of fresh air. I think a little bit of a reset as well. You know, obviously playing for Ford for 5 years, and you kind of got used to how we did things. And I think, you know, now it kind of got a little bit of that reset. Had to learn, you know, kind of a new system, you know, new ways of playing defense. Obviously, personnel has been a huge change. So I think for me, just kind of attacking it as a new challenge, and, you know, really embracing kind of what Shirts wants to do, what a lot of the guys on my team do. And, you know, I've really enjoyed it. It's been fun. You know, it hasn't been, you know, like a linear, you know, easy path, but you know, for me, it's been a fun challenge. And obviously I think you're seeing that now with our group and myself, like we're all starting to click kind of at the right time. But man, I've enjoyed it. It's been fun, you know, kind of what I was hoping for in my last season at SLU.
I got to ask you, last night, unfortunately, one of the big focuses on the game is what happened in the stands. There was a bit of a fight or a scuffle. It actually delayed the game for about 5 minutes. What in the world are you thinking as all of that is going on? It's very rare for something in the stands to impact something going on the floor.
Yeah, no, that's the first time that's happened in my career. Yeah, it was weird. Like, I think, you know, we were huddled up in a timeout, and obviously end of the game, you know, they were kind of making a little bit of a, not really a comeback, but they had made it, you know, a shot, I think. But honestly, I saw it happening, and then, you know, I was just trying to stay as focused as I could on what we were doing. We were drawing up an inbounds play to get the ball in, obviously critical part of the game. But it's hard in those scenarios when something like that's happening. And, you know, obviously for them, it was in front of their bench, so it was even more so of probably a distraction. But, you know, for us and for myself, I think it was just focusing on what we were doing. We ended up going and sitting down on the bench and just trying to, you know, not pay attention to that. Let you know, security and everybody handle that. But yeah, it was interesting. Yeah,
for sure. A big game coming up on Friday. Huge week on VCU, Dayton, back to back at home. I know you guys probably haven't really been able to jump in on Dayton too much quite yet. But as you look to this game coming up on Friday, how big of a game is this? What are the keys? What are your thoughts going into another big opportunity?
Yeah, like you said, it's a huge week for us. Two great, you know, home games. Obviously, with Dayton, it's going to be kind of a rivalry game. You know, we get them twice every year, once here, once there. So I'm super excited. I think we're going to get their best shot. You know, and that's what we want. We want to be tested like that. We want to, you know, go through that as a team. And, you know, for us, I think it's just, you know, focusing on the details, like we've been locked in the scouting report. And like you said, you know, we haven't talked about them yet. We'll do that later today. We'll kind of get into personnel and what they do. But, you know, for us, I think it's, you know, locking into that, but also focusing on ourselves, you know, kind of controlling what we can control. And we'll have two great days of preparation, and we'll be ready for their best shot, you know, Friday night. But yeah, it's going to be a big time game, fun environment. I can't wait.
Gibson Jimerson, he is the Billikens' all-time leader in points and three-pointers made. Helps lead SLU to a huge win against VCU yesterday. They've got Dayton coming up on Friday night. You'll be able to hear it right here on KMOX. There are some tickets that are still available for a 6 o'clock tip on Friday night at Shea Fitz Arena. Gibson, thanks so much for taking the time with us. Best of luck on Friday and the rest of the season. Hopefully we can catch up with you again down the line.
Appreciate it, man. Yep, great to be on. I really enjoyed it, man. Thank you.
That's Gibson Jimerson again. He had a big game yesterday, 26 points, as he continues to add on to that record that he has with the Billikens, and they've got another big one coming up on Friday. They're going to match up against Dayton as the Billikens try to stay atop the Atlantic 10 standings. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up this edition of the program. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line. More in just a moment right here on KMOX.